Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to do whatever you want after you complete your must-do. So it is amazing how much stuff we can come up with to do when we are avoiding something else. Plenty of hardworking people clean out their inboxes, reorganize their files, update their calendars, or throw themselves into administrative tasks as seemingly legitimate work when they're trying to push off a challenging project. Of course, we all know it's a bad idea to delay what's most important, even if we procrastinate by filling our time with work tasks like filing or processing email. We all know that we just need to eat that frog, as the saying goes, do right away what's hard and perhaps unpleasant, but essential. Still, despite knowing better, we often delay the must-do while doing the not-so-important stuff. Human nature, right? But today, I want to offer you an additional mental incentive you can give yourself to simply do your must-do first thing. Once you've done it, you can do whatever you want. In other words, if your top priority for this morning is to draft an article for the monthly newsletter, write it. Then, do whatever you want for the rest of the morning. You could process email or file or clean off your hard drive, those tasks you would have done as you delayed the big thing. But since those are basically just time wasters, you could also read an industry publication or call a colleague to brainstorm ideas for a project that excites you, or watch a webinar on a topic you want to learn more about. Depending on the norms at your organization, you might even be able to go for a long walk outside or make a quick trip to a nearby museum or take a longer lunch. When your choices are to clean off your hard drive or collaborate with a colleague on an engaging project, it's pretty clear what you should choose. But when you do the unimportant clerical tasks first to delay your must-do, you essentially are choosing to do these boring tasks instead of something more rewarding. Because if you spend half the morning on insignificant tasks and only then write the article, there's no time left for the more engaging and valuable tasks once that article is done. If you do your must-do first, then the rest of the morning is free for you to use in whatever way you choose. And that probably won't be non-essential clerical work. This principle holds for home and life maintenance work, too. Plenty of people have put off doing their income taxes by reorganizing their sock drawers or their spice racks. But how many people have reorganized their sock drawers after getting their taxes done? Not many. I mean, if you gather your tax materials first and do what you need to do, and then you really want to organize your sock drawer, fine. But I suspect you'd rather have a glass of wine with your partner, or meet up with a friend for coffee, or take the dog for a walk. And probably, you will do those things instead. So the next time you have an important and challenging project designated for a day or half day, instead of delaying the project by immersing yourself in unnecessary, or at least non-urgent little tasks, instead, tell yourself this. You can do whatever you want after you finish the project. This has two implications. First, you'll do the important work without delay or hand-wringing, and what's first in priority is wise to put first in sequence. Second, when you're finished with the important project, you get to do whatever you want. You'll give your best to your must-do, and you'll have time available for a want-to-do. That is a double win. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.